Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The Root! The Root! The Root's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal, controversial show of your life. Please. Station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for war! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
It never ends. Wayne Allen Root, hour number three. It never ends. Look at the latest news headline from the UK Sun. First outbreak of polio detected in the United Kingdom since 1984. Is that also sent by China? I mean, when will this ever end? What are they going to keep sending at us? Why would polio? There's only two reasons there'd be a polio outbreak anywhere in the world that's, you know, a Western civilization country. Number one, China is busy again in their biowarfare labs, and they're going to attack us with polio. Or number two, this has nothing to do with China. It has everything to do with all the world's migrants are moving into rich countries, coming from poor countries filled with third world diseases that have been gone from the United States and other Western countries for 100 years or hundreds of years. Polio's been gone since 1950-something, so polio's been gone since, 50, 60, 70-something years. I mean, we eradicated polio, and it would be unbelievable if polio was suddenly back. There's only two excuses, like I said. One, China's attacking us again, just like COVID, for their laboratory, their little mad scientist Frankenstein laboratories. Or B, you're letting people into your country. They're flooding across that border with third world diseases we haven't seen in hundreds of years. First outbreak of highly infectious polio detected in the UK since 1984. Health bosses in the United Kingdom, polio is spreading for the first time in decades. Health bosses urged Britons to check their children's jabs that are up to date after picking up signs of the virus being passed between individuals in the UK. They detected a bug in the London sewage samples since April, a clear signal of a community outbreak. It suggests there have been some spread between closely linked individuals. I mean, I would be willing to bet you this is some migrant that came from some third world crap hole. And they're bringing it to our country, to Europe, to UK, to all the civilized countries of the world. You're letting all these horrible people in that have no right coming to our country at all. And when people go, oh, that makes you a racist, Wayne. Really? You think they have a right? Because it's called illegal. They're coming over the border illegally. They have no right to come into our country. We're the United States of America. We're not Africa. We're not Haiti. We're not Central America. We're not El Salvador. We're not Mexico. We're not China. We're not India. We could take a certain amount of people from every country in the world each year, a small amount. We have no reason to let the whole world in. You know, if you remember correctly, when we were letting millions in at the turn of the 20th century, early 1900s, and they all came through Ellis Island, the first thing you did was check their health. And if they had any disease like TB or smallpox or polio, you sent them home. The whole trip was for nothing, and now they get to go back on the boat and cross the ocean again and get the F out of here. That was when we had brains in America. Someone's disease, you don't let them in to spread it among our people or to stick our people with the bill. So, look, there's even Democrats who realize how insane the Democrat Party is. Hillary Clinton is a good example. Hillary Clinton warns Democrats their obsession with transgender mutilation of children could cost them in the midterms. It's going to cost them. I was on Bill Maher's show 7 years ago, 2015, when Trump was just running and he was considered a joke and no one thought he'd last and no one thought he could win. He was at less than 1% in the polls. And I said, Trump's your next president of the United States. And transgender is a bridge too far, I said to Bill Maher in front of his live studio audience. Transgender is a bridge too far, and Democrats are going to lose everything over this incredibly stupid issue that involves a half of 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 a quarter of 1% of the American population that does not matter to anyone else. No one gives a crap what a transgender does. As long as you don't brainwash my children to be one. Those who are can live their lives. As far as I'm concerned, they're nowhere near me. I've never seen one. I've never met one. I know nothing about them. I don't care. I've never hired one. I've never fired one. I've never turned one down. I've never had a transgender in any place I've been. I know no, and I know no parent in this world, and I know thousands and thousands of parents. I know no parents with a transgender child. Not one. You know who's got a transgender child? Jennifer Lopez. She got on stage the other day with her transgender child. I don't know if it's a boy who wants to be a girl or a girl who wants to be a boy. Whatever it is, she refers to them as they. And it's just so funny. Only liberals who are worth $500 million, who live in Hollywood and La La Land, those are the only ones who have transgender children. Isn't it funny? You know what that's proof? It's proof of the fact that if you create an environment where you tell your children it's okay to be transgender, it's fine if you want to change your penis to a vagina. It's fine if you think you were born in the wrong body. Even to bring it up, let alone to say it's wonderful, is what causes them to do it. Because they're young and impressionable and incredibly ignorant and stupid. All kids are stupid. I'm not putting any race down. All children are stupid. When I was 17, I was stupid. When I was 5, I was really stupid. You don't let 5-year-olds make decisions that affect their sexuality for the rest of their lives, and you don't give them lectures about how wonderful it is to be a transgender at the age of 5. No wonder Jennifer Lopez's kid is nuts. These people are nuts. It's all those rich people and Hollywood celebrity rich people whose kids are nuts. You know what you never meet? A middle-class person with a transgender child. Ever. Because we don't teach our children how great it is to be one. So no one ever thinks of being one. We don't raise them from the age of 5 on with transgender education and equity and equality for all. We don't mention any of that crap to our children. Our children grow up and they're actually normal. Normal. So it's funny that even Hillary Clinton says you can't win elections with transgender issues. You know? You just can't. Clinton actually was asked by reporter Edward Luce the following question. Democrats seem to be going out of their way to lose elections by elevating activist causes, notably transgender debate, which are relevant only to a very small minority. What sense does it make to depict J.K. Rowling as a fascist? And Clinton initially responded that while transgenderizing children is a core Democrat value, we are standing on the precipice of losing our democracy, and everything that everybody else cares about then goes out the window. Look, the most important thing is to win the next election. The alternative is so frightening that whatever does not help you win should not be a priority. So Hillary Clinton is basically saying, oh, we believe in brainwashing transgender children, just don't talk about it till after the election. Isn't that great? That's wonderful. And, you know, speaking of what I said moments ago about another pandemic heading this way, just in time for the election. I said that in the speech this morning, too. I gave a speech at the event, counter-canceled event at the Westgate Hotel. And I said, you know, soon you're going to see that COVID merges with monkeypox, and it's going to be COVID monkey, or COVID pox, or monkey COVID, and the whole world's going to have it. It's going to be a week or a month before the midterm elections, just in time for early voting. And the reason I say that is Joe Biden just said 2 separate times in the last 24 hours that there's a new pandemic coming. And I mentioned that my speech this morning, that I've noticed over the last, you know, decades of my life, that people who have brain issues, you know, like dementia, like Alzheimer's, people who can't think anymore, it frees them from the constraints of what you cannot say. They don't know how to lie. They don't know how to hide things. They don't know how to keep things secret. They just blurt them out. You know, like, you meet someone with dementia, and they'll look at you and go, oh, wow, you're beautiful. Oh, wow, you're ugly. Oh, wow, you're black. They just blurt it out. And so, and I had experience with that, where somebody who's never had a racist bone in their body, but once they had mental issues at an older age, at like 75, they just weren't the same anymore, and there was a car accident, and they'd said to the guy, what's the matter with you, you black, you know what? He used the B word, right? And I was like, what? Holy crap! This is someone I've known my whole life, they've never said a racist word. And now they said that? And I realized that they had dementia, and that it was causing them to blurt out what was deep in the inner recesses of their subconscious, but they never would have said before. So here's Biden, who has come out in the last few days and on multiple occasions said inflation is great. And the reason it's great is because it'll move us away from fossil fuel. He was admitting the truth. It's an intentional destruction of the energy business with no replacement in sight. So we'll all just not be able to drive ever again. We'll all not be able to heat our homes ever again. And then he admitted, twice in the last 24 hours, that the next pandemic is already on the way. And we need more money to plan for the next pandemic. And we have to get more kids vaccinated before the next pandemic. How does he know there's another pandemic? And is the pandemic a polio pandemic? Or is it a COVID monkey pandemic? Who the hell knows what these people are doing? They're fooling around with dangerous stuff that's going to get a lot of people killed. The first one wasn't deadly enough. They made believe it was, but it wasn't. Now they're going to make it deadly. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Reese sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Has anyone ever given you $15,000 in free silver? Well, then listen up. Did you know that you can buy physical gold and silver with your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401 retirement account? It's called the Taxpayer Relief Act of 1997. Do you know that inflation is exploding like never before in America's history? The U.S. debt is over $30 trillion. The dollar is about to lose its status as world reserve currency. A financial nightmare is coming. You can see it. That's why I recommend that you diversify with physical gold and silver. And the company that I recommend is Gold Gate Capital. I trust them. I buy from them. Gold Gate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, 100% insured. They have hundreds of satisfied clients and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. If you're among the first 100 calls today and tell them Wainwright sent you, they will give you up to $15,000 in free silver on your first order. Call now, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD. That's 855-770-GOLD. We don't just need Republicans in Congress. We need fighters. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Kyle LaBrue, an entrepreneur, America First conservative, and a candidate for Congress in Missouri's 4th District. Kyle is a Republican with strong, unapologetic conservative values. He's not one of those invisible Republicans who disappear as soon as they get elected. He's not one of those career politicians who've ruined our country to enrich themselves. Kyle knows he represents you. Kyle LaBrue stands for the Second Amendment, for holding big tech accountable for silencing conservatives, for keeping public schools from indoctrinating our kids with white guilt and gender confusion. Kyle is pro-life, supports term limits, and understands the government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle will never support higher taxes because we are already taxed too much. Support Kyle LaBrue, a conservative fighter for Congress. Visit KyleLaBrue.com to volunteer or click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LaBrue for Congress.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Wayne Ellery, welcome back. We got that part temporarily replaced, and it sounds better than ever. Wow, what a sound. That's pretty good. Yeah, I'll tell you a little secret. On top of everything else, you can lower that now, Chris. Thank you. So, for the last 3 weeks, I've been talking on my cell phone only on the speakerphone. Listening on the speakerphone and talking on the speakerphone, replying on the speakerphone, because every time I put the actual cell phone to my ear, iPhone to my ear, I couldn't hear. It was sounded like the person was a million miles away. So I thought, oh, God, it burned out. Now I'm going to need a new phone. How many weeks is that going to take? All the supply shortages. And I went to the Apple store this weekend on Saturday, scared to death it was going to take, like 10 hours while I'm there. And then they would tell me they can't fix it, and then I've got weeks to wait for a phone. And I was praying they'd give me a replacement phone. And, no, they fixed it on the spot in, 5 minutes. They said sometimes it's just lint from your pocket where you keep your phone blows into the audio area, and it just, gunks it up, which sounds like the vaccine. The vaccine gunks up your blood like the lint in an iPhone audio box. So they took it in the back, and they took some sort of, blow dryer device, and they blew all the lint out, and then they tested it, and it was fantastic, and now I hear, it's a brand new phone. Sounds great. That's what it sounds like in my ears. I'm listening to my own voice feedback for the show now. It's just so clear. It sounds like literally it's a brand new setup for my phone. It's fantastic. For my radio show. Fantastic. Let me talk about some of the big issues going on in America. Earlier in the show I talked about the diesel fuel and I talked about the diesel engine oil disaster that could be headed our way. And I, for years, have talked about what ignorant freaking fools the Europeans are who have all adopted green energy. Green energy doesn't work. It's a total failure. The only way to have a country that works, where you could afford capitalism, where you could actually, pay $12 for something and charge 30 and make some money. And the only way that your business works and the only way that you personally can afford your electricity bill and your gas bill and your heating bill is you've got to have fossil fuel or nuclear. But green energy is so ridiculously cost prohibitive, it doesn't work. And that's why in Europe, everyone except the rich aristocracy, who's like, you know, Charles the 85th, got his inherited his money from his great, 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 great grandfather. And he's rich because of that. And he has a castle in Ireland. Other than that, everybody lives like a slob. Everyone in Europe lives like a poor schmuck in the United States. They ride bicycles, they drive small cars, they drive mopeds, they live in small apartments because their electric bill is triple R's and the gas you put in your car is double R's. And when the bills are that high for gas, all the trucks have to pay those bills that take the goods to market, so all their products are double R's. So then you don't live a good life. You make the same salary as a middle-class working guy or gal in America, and you're a schmuck. You live like a schmuck. You live like a poor person in America because all your money goes to electricity and gas. So here's a headline. Western Europe forced to abandon failed green energy as Russian gas flows stop. Germany restarting coal power plants. See, they all abandoned coal, which is cheap fossil fuel that fuels the middle class, that fuels capitalism, that makes the country great again, as Trump would say. That's the only way to live a good middle class life. You make $90,000 a year, you make $75,000 a year, and your electric bill's $300 in a really nice three-bedroom house in Las Vegas. You can live a great life. In Europe, you make the same $90,000 a year, $75,000 a year, something like that, in Europe, and your electric bill is $1,000 a month, and the gas you put in your car, instead of like $200 a month in America, it's $800 a month in Europe. And so now you live in a tiny apartment, and you ride bicycles most of the time, and some of the time you drive your little tiny moped to work. That's the life Europeans have. When I was in Holland doing business in Amsterdam, they were all riding around on bicycles to go to work and come from work. And outside, it was raining and it was snowing. It was like sleeting. And they're riding bicycles. These moron numbnuts have such miserable lives. They live in misery because they have liberal schmucks who come up with all these dumb ideas. Green energy. F green energy. Screw green energy. The poster child for renewable energy is Western Europe, now has eagle over its face as the true value of fossil fuels is once again on display for the world to see. Economies cannot run on wind turbines and solar farms, the most unreliable and ridiculously overpriced energy in the history of human mankind. Fossil fuels are once again saving the day. God bless fossil fuel, dirty fossil fuel.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is confronting ongoing pain at the pump.
Today I'm calling on Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the next 90 days through the busy summer season, busy travel season.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying you can eliminate the federal gas tax and still have enough to finance road projects. The federal gas tax is a little over 18 cents a gallon. And if that federal gas tax is eliminated, how long will it be before you see some relief at the pump?
Well, theoretically, it could start very quickly, depending on how the legislation is written. Will the White House give stations credit for fuel they bought that was already taxed? That's the biggest question.
Patrick DeHaan with GasBuddy.com speaking there on CNN. Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell testifying before the Senate Banking Committee today. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Root. I was talking, Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. The Root, the Root, the Root is on fire. I was talking with a radio expert in the last 24 hours, and I was talking about why, you know, why I'm not. I've got so many fans, thousands of fans, all of you. Thank you. God bless you. Love you. And they're so, they just love this show. They rave about this show, and they say, why aren't you the replacement for Rush? That guy Clay and that guy Buck suck. I mean, I've heard that from, like, hundreds and hundreds of people, that Clay and Buck are boring and low energy. That almost everyone on radio is boring and low energy compared to me. And then I was talking to this expert about why I'm not in, like, 500 markets like Rush Limbaugh. And you know what he said? He said, you can never be in 500 markets because almost every station in America is corporate-owned now. They own, you know, each station is owned by a company that owns 50 or 100. Will allow you to ever talk about the COVID vaccine. And suddenly I realized the light bulb went off. That's why these guys don't talk about the COVID vaccine. I'll bet you Mark Levin doesn't talk about the COVID vaccine. Sean Hannity doesn't talk about the COVID vaccine. I'll bet you that Buck and Clay don't talk about the COVID vaccine. And the reason why is, he said the number three largest advertiser in the entire radio industry is Pfizer. Pfizer owns the stations, don't you get it? If Pfizer gives you $3 million, and that allows you, the owner of the station, to go on vacation to Hawaii five times a year, and buy your wife a new fur coat, and buy yourself a Bentley, and if Pfizer dropped you, you'd lose the fur coat for the wife, she'd have to sell it on the resale market, and you'd lose your Bentley, and no more five trips a year to Hawaii. So they all go, play along to go along, get along, go along to get along. All these stations won't let you talk about the COVID vaccine because they're not independent. They're corporate owned, and they're living on Pfizer revenues. And he just happened to mention Pfizer's the number three. It's a fact that Pfizer's the number three advertiser on radio. But that must mean Moderna's on there, too. That must mean that J&J, Johnson & Johnson's on there, too. That must mean that AstraZeneca's on there, too. And by the way, there's 100 other big pharma drug companies that may not make the vaccine, but they make 100 other or 1,000 other drugs. And they don't want you to insult anyone in big pharma. So all of a sudden, the topic is verboten. Sorry to sound German here, but verboten, of course, means forbidden in German. It's forbidden to discuss the COVID vaccine negatively, only positively. And don't forget, it's a fact now that the big vaccine makers gave millions and millions of dollars to every TV station, every TV network, including the conservative ones, like Newsmax and Fox News, took millions of dollars, not even in ads, just in bribes, to never allow guests to talk negatively about the COVID vaccine. Why do you think I'm probably the best conservative guest in America? Seriously, I am the best. Nobody's a better guest than me. Ask anyone who's ever had me on. I'm the most entertaining guest ever. And I hit the nail on the head every time. As Bill Cunningham always says, best guest in his 30-year career by a mile. I'm the best guest and the most frequent guest in the history of the Bill Cunningham Show on Sundays, the number one conservative show in America on weekends. He said, Wayne Root always hits the nail on the head. Wayne Root's a conservative hero. Wayne Root's a conservative star. Wayne Root's the best guest I've ever had. Wayne Root beats out Mark Levin and Sean Hannity. I mean, those are the things he says about me. Well, guess what? I can't be a guest on Fox News anymore. Or Newsmax. They won't allow a person who talks negatively about the COVID vaccine. So if I had not been fired or terminated, with my contract terminated by Newsmax, for the reason they terminated me, because I talked negatively about Chris Ruddy. Chris Ruddy is the owner of Newsmax. I talked negatively about George Soros, excuse me. Chris Ruddy said, you said George Soros a bad guy? You can't work on my network anymore. And that's it. I was terminated. 3 years and 700 episodes, and mentioning negative about George Soros got me fired. How could that be? Except that he must own a piece of Newsmax. There's no other explanation. But if I hadn't been fired on March 11th, 2020, over George Soros, I would have been fired 100 times since then over saying the COVID vaccine is a failure and it's killing people. Newsmax wouldn't have let me because they took millions of dollars from Big Pharma, including Pfizer, to never let a host or a guest say a bad word about the vaccine. So I knew that. I've read, you know, that's a fact. I read that in an article by The girl who used to work on Fox News as the White House correspondent, something Robinson, I forgot her first name, but her last name's Robinson. She's a beautiful gal, and she was the White House correspondent. And she's the one that wrote the article that Newsmax and Fox News and every other network in America took millions of dollars collectively, billions of dollars, from Pfizer and other vaccine makers to never speak negatively about the vaccine. They were bought off. They sold out. They sold you down the river. And I don't mean to be too morbid, but some of you took the vaccine are going to die. And that means that you were murdered because Fox News and Newsmax took bribes that would not allow you to be educated about the COVID vaccine. And suddenly I'm realizing this morning when I hear this about Pfizer being the number three advertiser on radio, I'm realizing that all the radio networks took bribes. All of them. Just like Fox News and Newsmax, then it must have been Rush Limbaugh's, you know, iHeart, Cumulus, Clear Channel, all the Westwood One, all the big ones, again, I'm going to say allegedly, might have taken bribes from Big Pharma or just accept millions in ads from Big Pharma. You don't have to take a bribe. How about if Pfizer just says, I'll buy $10 million worth of ads this quarter? Well, that adds $10 million to your bottom line. That makes your stock go up 8 points. And you, the CEO of the company, just made $50 million. Because that $8 million purchase by Pfizer. This is why conservative radio and conservative TV abandoned all of you. And only Wayne Root did not abandon you. I don't take any money from Big Pharma. I've got nothing to do with Big Pharma. Never taken money from Big Pharma in my life. Never been a Big Pharma ad on my shows, to my knowledge, in my life. And so I'm free to say the truth. And to warn you that the vaccine is deadly. And if they came to me tomorrow to shut me up and they said, we'll give you $10 million, just stop talking negative about the COVID vaccine, I'd say, go F yourself. Go stick it where the sun doesn't shine. Make a pretzel move and stick it right there, you piece of human crap. Anybody who takes drug money and then doesn't say anything about the COVID vaccine is a killer. You're a murderer. You have no conscience. You're a bad person. You're evil. You're from the devil. The whole country, the whole media is bought off by Big Pharma, and Big Pharma is the devil, obviously. Obviously. Clearly. This vaccine is from the devil. That's how bad it is. The numbers are that bad. And you go, oh, Wayne, well, you're exaggerating. Really? Now that you know Lincoln National, the fifth biggest life insurance company in America, paid out $500 million in death benefits in both 2019 and 2020, but paid out $1.6 billion? In 2021, the first year of the vaccine, that the deaths were up 165% at Lincoln National, and they were all working age employees. In other words, these aren't old people dying, and these aren't people dying of COVID. These are non-COVID deaths, and they're non-COVID deaths of working age people between 18 and 64. Right? These are not retired people on Social Security. These are young people dying. Young people have never died in the history of America. Never. Never was there an epidemic of 16-year-olds, 18-year-olds, 20-year-old athletes, 25-year-old athletes, 30-year-olds, 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, or even 64-year-olds dying. People don't die at 64. Very rare. I mean, of course it's not zero. Of course everyone knows someone who died of cancer, you know, someone they know died of cancer at 25. That is so rare. Not rare anymore. There's so much death going on. I'm speaking to so many ICU nurses who tell me their wards are filled with cancer patients, the likes of which they've never seen, and filled with heart attacks in people under the age of 40, the likes of which they've never seen, only since the advent of the vaccine. And they all know, all the ICU nurses know the vaccine's doing it. And the mainstream media is able to cover it all up because they took the bribe. Oh, by the way, Jim, one of my fans, says, are you thinking of Emerald Robinson? Yes, correct. That was the White House correspondent, beautiful girl, White House correspondent for Newsmax TV, who I think was fired from Newsmax TV or forced out like I was, I think, over the COVID vaccine. I believe she wanted to talk about the COVID vaccine, if I remember correctly, and they wouldn't let her. And so she was forced out of Newsmax, just like I was forced out for discussing the fact that George Soros is evil and the enemy of America. And the enemy, of, at the time, I said the enemy of Donald Trump. wow, what a sin. All I did was tell the truth. It wasn't even, there was nothing I said that was libelous. There was nothing I said that was wrong. It was all truth. Of course your source is evil. Of course he's the enemy of the United States of America. Of course he's the enemy of Donald Trump, who at the time was the greatest president of all time and made America better and greater every single day. And George Soros wants America worse and poorer every single day. But yes, it was Emerald Robinson I was thinking of. Thank you, Jim. I can't remember every name. My God. Oh, yeah, and here he says it. Could you be thinking of Emerald Robinson who worked for Newsmax but quit because of the COVID vaccine mandate? That's why she quit, because they mandated that she had to get the COVID vaccine, and she was smart. She didn't get it. Smart girl. Now she's going to stay beautiful instead of dead, rotting away in a pine box. Wow. What a difference in life between choosing the vaccine or choosing not to get the vaccine. I'm sorry, but no amount of money is worth taking that vaccine. Now that we know exactly what it does. I'm the first guy in the country who warned you all not to take it. You're all witnesses. From the first day, from December of 2020, that the vaccine became available under Trump, all throughout the Biden administration, I said, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it, don't take it. And so many of you took it because your doctor told you to take it. Ignore Wayne Root, he's not a doctor. I'm your doctor, I'm telling you to take it. And so many of you took it because your boss made you take it. Your boss said you're not going to have a job if you don't take it. In the end, the only person you should have listened to was Wayne Allen Root. Don't take the vaccine, it's deadly. Don't take the booster.
Hello, I'm Wayne Allen Root, letting you know about the coolest conference ever. It's called Counter Cancel. It happens on Tuesday, June 21st through Thursday, June 23rd at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. Many of the most canceled speakers in America will be there, talking about the topics the D.C. Swamp, Deep State, and World Economic Forum in Davos don't want you to hear about. If it's banned, confidential, or classified, if it's blacked out by the media, if it could get you banned for life on Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, you'll hear about it at Counter Cancel. Hear the most canceled voices in media, tech, politics, and pop culture. Expose the real threats to our democracy and teach you how to fight back and win. Enjoy great food, drink, dancing, and DJs, a screening of 2,000 mules, and meet all the speakers up close and personal, including keynote speaker Dr. Peter McCullough and yours truly, Wayne Allen Root. Buy your tickets right now. Counter Cancel starts June 21st in Las Vegas. Go to CreatorConnectEvents.com. That's CreatorConnectEvents.com. CreatorConnectEvents.com.
Mike Lindell loves the radio listeners, and now Mike Lindell and MyPillow are offering you buy one, get one free extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Great stuff available right now at very special savings. Buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and so much more. Not just for the adults, but for the kids. I love my roll and go pillows. They're right by my recliner. And of course, I have the bed sheets and more that I use every day. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't miss this incredible buy one, get one free extravaganza and get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials, promo code USA.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root from my great friends John and Chelsea Jubilee of Energized Health. Energized Health changed my life. I lost 25 pounds of fat, including the dangerous inner body visceral fat, and gained 10 pounds of muscle in only 88 days. Now, 18 months later, I look and feel fantastic. I'll be on this program for life because it's simple and easy. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com. Click on the red button and watch the masterclass video. Then book a call with one of their amazing coaches. Their coaches are real people just like you and me. There's zero pressure. They'll share what they do and see if it makes sense for you. Plus, you'll learn how the correct blend of extra and intracellular hydration are the life game changer. Make sure you tell them that Wayne Root sent you, and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount. Your life will never be the same. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com. That's EnergizedHealth.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just switch songs, Chris. What's going on? You gave me two songs to enter the segment? Is that it? Am I so cool? I'm Sir Wayne Al Root. I get two songs to enter the segment. I just have no idea why that happened, see? All right. At least I'm not Mrs. Wayne Al Root. If this was a liberal talk show, I'd say there was a ceremony the other day and I became Miss Wayne Al Root. Instead of Sir Wayne Al Root, I was knighted. I was knighted as Mrs. Wayne Al Root.
Hold on, I hate to interrupt, but you can't serve Babe Ruth the fastballs without a swing. So Monday, your new column in the Village Voice will be published about what time? So
very funny.
Come on, that was
Village Voice. All right. All right. The Texas Republican Party has a lot to say about the Village Voice, too. They officially put down everyone in America who's gay, which is not a good idea. Not what I do. Not what I do. I'm sick to my stomach about transgender, indoctrination in kindergarten. I'm sick to my stomach about, you know, secret closets where they let boys dress like girls and girls dress like boys when they get to school. These are all sick things. Convincing children to change their sexual identity. Sick things. But in general, it's fine. If you want to be gay, if you think God made you gay and you're 25 years old, who cares? That's your business, not mine. I've always been very open-minded about gay versus straight. But education in third grade, second grade, first grade, kindergarten, about transgenderism and lesbianism and gay, all of it, it's all wrong. So, you know, there's a scale out there, and I'm very moderate on the scale. I don't agree with what the Texas Republican Party did. I love what they did about Biden not being a legitimate president of the United States and Trump being the real president of the United States and the election was stolen. That's great. Just there's no need to attack gay people. You just don't need to do that at all. No need. I don't agree with that. But what you need to do is attack Disney and transgender brainwashing to young children. Those are two different things. People have a right to be gay. Let them be. Let them be whatever they want to be. It's their life. In any case, sponsor of this last segment of today's show, Kyle LeBrew for Congress. He is a entrepreneur, an America First conservative, a real America First conservative, not a BS one, and a strong, unapologetic conservative who believes we don't need more Republicans in Congress. We need more good Republicans in Congress, great Republicans. We need men and women more worried about protecting freedom than climbing the political ladder. Kyle LeBrew is is someone who understands government works for the people, not the other way around. Kyle LeBrew will always represent you and always give 110% and always be there. He's not one of those invisible Republicans. After he gets elected, he disappears on you. But when he needs you, suddenly he's around all the time. You need to support Kyle LeBrew no matter where you live, where you're listening to my voice. You may not be in CD4 in Missouri, and that primary is the 2nd of August, but it's okay. No matter where you are, you can afford to give $50 to Kyle LeBrew, $100 to Kyle LeBrew, $5 to Kyle LeBrew in the name of Wayne Root. Say, I'm a fan of Wayne Root, and I want to take care of you. And give him something. It doesn't matter where you live. We need this kind of guy in Congress. KyleLeBrew.com. Kyle, K-Y-L-E, LeBrew, L-A. B-R-U-E, KyleLeBrew.com. Click the contribute button at the top of the page. Paid for by Kyle LeBrew for Congress. All right. I want to see what stories, with just a couple of minutes remaining, are ones I need to get to. Updated full list of food facility fires in the USA from 2020 to 2022. The string of fires that appear to be sabotage operations targeting food processing facilities is very lengthy. Our research team has meticulously documented the reports and sources for nearly 100 fires that have been reported across the USA from early 2020 to present day. The list is in chronological order. Notice the sharp uptick in these fires occurring in 2022 as the apparent sabotage operations are accelerating. So here's the full list, and this list is, 30 pages long. But I want to read you the names of the ones in 2022. That's what matters. Okay, something's going wrong. Something's going on. Van Drunen Farms Tuthill Plant in Illinois, January 2nd, 2022. Wow. Total loss by the company. Numerous fire departments battled the blaze of the 80,000-square-foot freeze-drying facility of Van Drunen Farms Tuthill Production. Total loss. Raw Farm Creamery, Fresno, January 8th. Another fire. Warehouse is destroyed. Cargill Nutrina in Louisiana. Fire that started in the feed mill burned for 12 hours. An explosion occurred as firefighters were working the scene. Washington Potato Food Processing Plant, Warden, Washington, January 20th. Fire broke out in the potato plant. Prompted evacuations in parts of Washington State. Level 3 evacuation order. These are serious fires. Winston Weaver Company in Winston-Salem, Carolina, January 31st. Wisconsin River Meats, February 3rd. You get it. All these plants are burning to the ground. Diamond Walnut Food Processing Plant, Live Oak, California, February 4th. The walnut plant is no longer in use, vacant at the time of the fire. Had to close the Highway 99 and evacuate nearby homes. Bonanza Meat Company, El Paso, Texas. That was in February. Louis Dreyfus Company, Claypool, Indiana, in February. Let me get a more recent one. Festive Foods in Belmont, Wisconsin, June 13th. Multiple fire departments responded. It took 9 hours to put out the fire. JBS Meatpacking Plant in Green Bay, Wisconsin, June 7th. Firefighters noticed flames on the roof. Saladino Food Processing Plant, Fresno, California, May 1st. Purdue Farms, Chesapeake, West Virginia, April 30th. They're burning down the food processing plants across America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.